right, it is noon. It's lunchtime on a Thursday. Draft night, Nuggets, Lakers, game 3, and 24 hours away. Oh, I guess the day for the Avalanche in game number 3. We are going to go through our mock drafts right now, and we'd love to hear what you think of them, your picks, your selections, telling us what you think about our picks. Tell us at 303-713-1043. That's the RamosLaw.com text line. Same thing over on Twitch if you want to watch the show, consume it over there. It's twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom, and you can also hang out in the chat room like we see a few of you doing right now. All right, Stoke, let's do this. Let's go through our mock drafts. And this is something we did the exercise last week, but we've talked with several insiders, including our own today in Troy Rank and Cecil Lammy. But we've talked to folks in New England, Washington, New York, Las Vegas, all the teams that are in front of Denver that are wanting a quarterback. And maybe that makes a difference here. So, you want to go first? You want me to go first? Why don't you go first? I went first last time.
Yeah. I think I dominated last time, so I'll dominate again. I'll lead us off. Game time. It's draft day. I can't wait, man. It's going to be fun. A little twist today compared to my other draft. I'm having the Broncos be really aggressive. We'll start with the Bears. Caleb Williams drafted number 1 overall to the Bears, right? No surprise there. 2, Washington, they take Jaden Daniels. 3, I believe the Patriots are going to take a quarterback. How many times are you expecting to draft in the top 5? They need a quarterback. You got to draft a quarterback. So I got them taking Drake May. 4, Arizona Cardinals sitting at 4. I got them trading that pick. And I got them trading that pick to the Denver Broncos.
There we go.
Broncos making big moves. Sean Payton being aggressive. This is who Sean Payton is. He's Mr. Aggressive, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't move back. That's for losers. He moves up. And he goes, gets his guy, and the Broncos take J.J. McCarthy. They're aggressive. They know what they want, and Sean Payton's not scared. I got them moving up to 4, taking J.J. McCarthy. At 5, I got the Chargers taking the first tackle off the board, Joe Alt. I got the Giants at 6 sitting there, and I got them taking Marvin Harrison.
Okay.
But like Cecil said, it wouldn't, because I got Marvin Harrison sliding a little bit, right? And so all the receivers are still on the board there. And so I have them taking Marvin Harrison. If it's not Marvin Harrison, it will be Malik Nabers there. Titans, I got them taking a tackle, J.C. Latham. Falcons, edge rusher out of Alabama, Dallas Turner.
Yep.
Bears sitting there at 9, just like doing jumping jacks that they get to pair Malik Nabers with Caleb Williams.
Oh, wow.
And they take Malik Nabers. And then 10, I got the Jets taking Brock Bowers, giving Aaron Rodgers another weapon. 11, I got the Vikings taking Bo Nix. And there the Arizona Cardinals are, moved all the way back to 12, and they take Rome Dunze.
Nailed
there.
It.
And then 13, thank you, I've been practicing that, Josh. And at 13, I got the Raiders taking quarterback Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington. So I have, 5-6 quarterbacks going there.
That's 6, yeah.
6 quarterbacks going there in the top 13 with the Broncos making the big move and being aggressive, moving up and getting J.J. McCarthy. Woo!
And how about that, too? I'm just quickly looking through. I think it's just one defensive player through the top 10, top 12 picks there, 13.
Dallas Turner.
With Dallas Turner going to Atlanta right there. Quick question. What do you think that trade would look like? Is there a player involved, which is obviously PS2, or is it future draft picks for the Broncos to go up to get, what do you have it at, 4 with Arizona?
Yeah, probably both. Mm. Yeah. You might have to trade Pat Surtain, and if not, you're going to give 2 first and a second. You know, that's probably what it's going to look like to move up that far and get your quarterback.
Okay. I like that. Again, if I'm putting all my trust in Sean because I don't have any other choices. So if Sean thinks that J.J.'s the guy and you're willing to make that trade and gamble on a few pieces or a player in the future, well, I'm all in because nothing matters until there's a quarterback here in the Mile High City.
Yeah, look, I mean, you traded a first-round pick and a second-round pick for a coach,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I don't know how much they're paying them, like around $20 million a year.
18 is what the number is.
Yeah, so $18 million, okay, over 5 years. Okay, and so guess what? You're right. We got to trust him and hope that he makes the right moves in the draft and he finds the right quarterback. So, I mean, this is why you brought him here.
Yep.
This is why you paid him. And now you got to let him go do his thing. So go do your thing, Sean.
All right, there is Stokes mocking. Of course, we're only going through 13 because it's what matters to the Denver Broncos. So you have them getting aggressive and making a move up. You said moving backs for losers.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
I'll tell you, coming up in a few picks, but okay. I'm starting the same as you. I'm starting with Caleb to Chicago. I'm starting with Jaden to Washington. And I'm starting with Drake May to the New England Patriots. You're absolutely right. Everything you said is perfect. None of those teams want to be back in this position. Every one of those teams need a quarterback, and you're in the position to do it. So don't screw it up. Who knows what the players look like, but you have to pick the quarterback. Then I get to 4, where you have the Broncos trading with the Cardinals. It's just been too obvious, and they've made so many moves. It's Minnesota that gets up there. So I think it's Minnesota that uses the asset that is the 11th, that uses the asset that is the 23rd pick that they acquired, and a possible first in 25 and a second in 2025 to go up and get J.J. McCarthy right there. So he becomes off of the board. I'm with you. I think if Marvin Harrison Jr. is sitting there at 5 and the Chargers are on the clock, you have no choice but to select Marvin Harrison Jr. Because you don't have any weapons for your young quarterback in Justin Herbert anymore. So,
well, I had the Chargers taking a tackle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I had
the Giants taking Marvin Harrison.
Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
The Chargers taking Marvin Harrison?
Okay. I have the Chargers landing Marvin.
Right.
And like I said, he just falls in their lap.
I think that wouldn't shock me or surprise me at all. They lost Keenan Allen. They lost Mike Williams. So give another weapon to Herbert. Yeah, I can see that.
That's right, because you have the Giants still taking a wide receiver, falling down there. I also have the Giants taking a wide receiver, but it is Malik Nabers. This made me feel real good when C said it earlier, and I had already written this down. I was
look
like, there
you.
We go. Feeling good about that pick. Obviously, the wide receiver from LSU. I have Tennessee taking a tackle as well, but it is Joe Alt, the tackle from Notre Dame. You and I are both lined up with Atlanta. It's every mock I've seen is them taking Dallas Turner. They did their work on the offensive end in free agency. Now they'll do their work on the defensive end via the draft. I'm with you that the Bears add another piece for Caleb Williams, and I'm with you. You had Bowers.
Right, Bears, I had Malik Nabers.
Malik Nabers, sorry.
And you have Rome?
I have Rome.
Okay.
Right there, Rome Adunze, which you did nail, by the way.
Nice thank work. You. Yeah. I screwed it up enough, at least I learned from, my 50 mistakes
sure.
I made on pronouncing his name, Rome.
I did like that you called him Rome.
I thought there was
point.
Like one of those things over the E, Rome.
A little umlaut?
Yeah.
That thing. So Rome, or Rome, ends up there in Chicago. He's another weapon for Caleb in that Bears offense. The Jets, almost like I mentioned with the Chargers, well, the best tight end in the draft falls to him, and they give Aaron that weapon with Brock Bowers. Now we get to 11, where Minnesota was, but they made the trade with Arizona, and Arizona gets somebody to protect their, what they call, franchise quarterback. That's where J.C. Lathman comes off the board, big fella from Alabama. The Denver Broncos, they're going to make a trade back.
Oh.
They are going to make a trade back, Stoke. And they're not doing it with Pittsburgh. They hang up, and you say, lose this number, Russ. And hang up on the Pittsburgh Steelers. They make the deal with the Eagles. It's 22. They get a second round pick at 12. The Eagles get their offensive tackle. The Raiders at 13 take Michael Penix Jr., so we're in the same page. But at 22, fast forwarding all the way down, the Broncos do get Bo Nix at 22 and have added a second round pick. That's what I believe the Broncos do and should do tonight. Even if you think I'm a loser.
Oh, man. I don't even feel bad about saying that. So that's what it is. Moving back is for losers. We're not moving back. We're moving up. We're going to be aggressive, and we're going to get our quarterback. But if just say if we do move back mm-hmm. and you're able to get an extra draft pick and still get your quarterback, Okay, I won't call us losers
okay.
anymore.
All right. And I understand why you're saying what you're saying, why you go chase the quarterback. It's the quarterback. It's the most important position in all of sports. I believe that J.J. McCarthy is better than Bo Nix. I don't know that he's that much better that I mortgage everything that some folks you are willing to mortgage. So I know why you're doing it. It's not enough for me to fully go, all right, I'll do everything to go and get that guy.
Yeah, and I totally understand that. And that's what makes this so much fun. You know, are you very, very aggressive and give up a lot of assets to move up to get a guy that, you know, I mean, you look at his stats and they don't blow you away.
Right.
He wasn't slinging the ball all over the yard. And, man, he had such a good running game and offensive line. Their defense was so great and they helped him out so much. And I understand that. I totally understand that. So it's a big risk. You know, that's what this is. I can't wait to see how it plays out from a Broncos perspective, from Sean Payton's perspective. 2 years, second year here,
yeah,
of going through this draft with George Payton and what this thing looks like. There's so many different opportunities for them and scenarios where they can move up, they can move back. Like, I got to move it up, you got to move it back. They mm-hmm. could stay at 12 and just take a Michael Penix Jr. like earlier.
Right.
I'm just watching the TV and I'm just like, man, I just... Like, we haven't heard Broncos Michael Penix Jr. Why? Why? That's crazy.
It is.
Why?
Yeah.
It's almost too quiet, right? It's like something's up here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can't be like when your kids are real quiet, like you don't hear anything, yeah. Like, uh-oh.
Something's been broken.
Yeah, something bad is happening right now. And so that's the way I feel about the Broncos and Michael Penix Jr. Like, this is too quiet.
Mm-hmm.
For a team that needs a quarterback, there's been nobody's been having... Broncos, Michael Penix Jr. Why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, do they just sit at 12 and like, well, I think they're going to move up. You think they're going to move back? And they just sit at 12 and they take Michael Penix Jr.
Right.
Like, we both whiff on this thing. You know, and that's just, I could see it unfolding and playing out just like that.
I'm not. I mean, I think we'd both be happy it's a quarterback.
Yeah.
I know you have his worries about injuries. I obviously have some of the worries, too. Not as much as other. We actually just saw a quote from him, right? Michael Penix Jr. say, hey, anybody that's seen my EKG? Is that what it was?
Yeah, you did good.
I did.
Why'd you go so slow?
Because I didn't know. I was like, don't screw this up.
Yeah. That's that thing that does your heart.
Oh, okay.
That's a heart thing. So that's what he's talking about. Like, he's like, I'll do MRIs. I'll do X-ray. They can look at whatever. But what they really need to do is take an EKG. Like, look at his heart.
Oh, I see. I see what he's saying.
How good is that?
That's real. Now that's, I want him.
Right. Right.
That's really good. That's really good for Michael Penix Jr. And again, we talked about this yesterday, but everybody's okay with a outside linebacker that medically retired to a neck injury, but not this guy who's bounced back from every injury he's ever suffered.
Look, I told you, like, you know, we're not worried about necks around here,
okay.
All right? You know, it's all good. But I don't want to take an outside linebacker. I just don't.
No.
I just, like, we could use something else on this football team. But I'm not scared of a neck injury. Come on.
Nah.
We're one for one with that here. It worked out pretty good with Manning.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, like, that's nothing.
All right.
A little neck injury.
No. I asked Troy Rank this earlier. I'll ask you now. If you had to put a percentage or a realistic play, what would it be of the Broncos not taking a quarterback? We come back to work on Monday, and they still have Jared Stidham, Zach Wilson, and Ben DiNucci.
Oh, in the whole draft?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Less than 1%.
Really?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, I would almost be willing to put a teardrop tat on that.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Oh, yeah, almost. Okay. Our lower back. Yeah. Some wings.
You get that same one that Zach has.
Yeah. That one that Zach has. I do matching tattoos. Or Big Red Cola.
Oh.
Something like that. Or Taco Bell like you have.
Yeah. I've got 2 hours to figure this
almost,
out.
Almost, if they walk away to this draft without one quarterback. Ooh. You're talking about, like, no Spencer Rattler, yeah. no Pratt. From Tulane, Mixon, like nobody. I mean, goodness gracious. I'd be like, what the hell are we doing? You got to have a quarterback. You got to take a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's Mr. Irrelevant. At some point in this draft, you got to find a way to draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, like, can you imagine a situation where they don't?
I'd be furious. I'd be mad. I'd be upset. Again, talk about throwing phones. Kevin's talking about ripping TVs off of his wall if things don't go the right way. I'd be in that kind of rage mode.
Yeah. I mean, my brain can't go there right now. I can't see a scenario where they go through the whole draft and they got, what, 2 6, couple sevenths, or
eight
whatever
total
it is.
Picks.
Yeah, 8 total picks and not one quarterback at all. That would be very confusing to me. And then now what are we going to just roll into the season with no young quarterback? No, like, I can't be optimistic about, you know, with Zach and Jared and DiNucci. I, like, give me some kind of hope. At least, hell, that fifth rounder that you drafted, you know, he throws the ball 90 yards. Okay. Like, I could be optimistic that one day, you know, he might be our quarterback. But if you don't take a swing at a quarterback at all.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What about like
I'll be depressed. I really will be depressed, and I'll be absolutely shocked.
What about like a silhouette of me? Like my hair's kind of blowing in the wind, the curls are popping. Right on your pec.
On the pec?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's a tattoo. I'll pay for it, too.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
By pay for it means I'll get it set up for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll just pay for it myself. Okay. I don't want some backdoor bootleg tattoo. Those are the
only ones I have.
Right, exactly. low budget tattoos is not for me. Like, okay. I'll pay for a tattoo if I ever got one. I'm not thinking I ever will, though. So
they're going to get a quarterback. You're going to be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 100% with you. It would be a huge miss if they didn't land somebody in this draft.
I think, you know, if you look at, okay, what's the percentage that they take a quarterback in the first round? I'm thinking it's 75%.
Me too.
You know, 75% tonight, we are going to get a quarterback in the first round. And I would be really surprised if we don't. Mm-hmm. Now, if we don't, okay, it is what it is. Now, get us one in the third or the fourth, right? I think it's going to be tonight. I think it's going to be in the first round. And I can't wait to see who it is. You know, there's so much smoke, so much talk that we're finally going to get to figure it out, you know, who their guy is, who Sean Payton loves. We're going to figure that out tonight.
We're going to talk some Nuggets here in a second, but a few texts that have come in about the draft and about what's going on. Actually, this is a good one. It's going to take priority. 970 texters, what about a New York Giants Super Bowl ring tattoo?
That's not that funny.
That's good.
No, not good.
Might get that one with you if you get that. That'd be a good one. All right, a couple of texts. 720 texts.
I'll get that, okay? Yeah. And you can get a Denver Nuggets championship ring tattooed because, how about that?
You know what? That's not funny either. I actually did talk to a couple people down there on Monday.
Yeah.
And I was like, so, you know, any conversations happening anymore, or, you know, that ship sailed? And they're like, that thing's deep into the night, my man.
Right, yeah. That's long gone. Yeah. If it hasn't been given it to you yet, you got no chance.
Yeah.
We forgot about that Dover guy that used to do the PA stuff, and we forgot about that. You're talking about the guy with the long hair guy. The guy that looks like a hip. Yeah, that guy. Skater dude. Yeah, him. We got to get him a ring, man. That guy was important to us. Probably not, right?
You know what I've actually thought about more than once, and by more than once, I mean about 58 times. I was like, man, what if Kelsey has got something set up with the Nuggets that they're going to present it to me on my 40th birthday?
Surprise!
You think there's a chance?
Oh my gosh, this is unbelievable! Kels, Nuggets, Rocky, hug! Yeah. I got my ring! I knew y'all didn't forget about me.
Right? And they're just waiting for my 40th.
Right. When is that?
It's in July.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you might have been like 38. No, it's in like 2026. Yeah. I'm sure they're waiting for it. That's probably what they're doing.
Right? That's what I assume.
Yeah. You're going to be very disappointed on your birthday. You're like, where's Rocky? I thought Jokic was going to like come out like they're going to be filming him and Jokic hand delivers it to you.
Right.
Thanks you for all your hard work and your dedication to the Nuggets. It wouldn't have been possible without you on the mic. Oh, my gosh.
I've literally thought about that a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I probably would stop thinking because you're just going to be very disappointed when Kelsey says, hey, I got a great dinner planned for you, you know, and I got a great gift, and you open the gift and you're going to be so pissed off. You're going to ruin the night. She's like, I put a lot of thought and effort. It's like me when I gave Lana the Christmas gift this year.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what you always say, right? Just put thought and effort into it. And I did. And the look on their face is just like disappointment. It's like, right. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Right? That's what's going to happen to Kels when you act like that. And you're like, this is awful. Where's Jokic?
Yeah. Right.
Where's Rocky? Where's my ring?
Oh, cool. Bart Simpson dunks. Right. This is great.
Golly. A pair of tennis shoes. Thanks a lot. I'm going to go cry.
I also keep telling myself, I'm just happy for the ones that got it.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You know, yeah. Yeah. You seem like you are.
I'm very happy for you.
You seem like you are. You probably have a list of like, I don't know. You tell me how many people that you say, I deserve that more than them. I deserve that more than them. I deserve that more than them. Right? I know you do. Like, you look at it like, dude, I can't believe Steve got a ring. All he does is computer stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I was actually on the microphone.
Right. Yeah, it's about 9-10 deep.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to hold out hope till July, and then I'll let it all kind of hit me.
Okay.
When it doesn't happen in July. All right. That's where we'll be.
We'll give you a day off if you need.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. All right, a quick Nuggets question for you.
Oh, goodness.
What the bench, total points for the bench, over under 14.5 tonight. They gave you 17 in game one, 12 in game two. I averaged 14.5 per game. What do you think the bench gives the Denver Nuggets tonight? And if it's under that number, what does that mean for the Nuggets' success?
Yeah, I think it's over.
It is, okay.
Yeah, I think it's over. It's got to be over. I mean, if it's not over, I don't think they win. I don't think they win. You look at last game, I mean, 12 bench points, like you said. 10 of them were from Christian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the other guy that scored was Peyton. So, Watson. So, that's it, folks. Holiday, 0 for 1. Only took one shot. Okay, I'll give you a little pass there. You only took one shot. Reggie Jackson, he's got to be better. 0 for 5, 0 for 3.
Wow.
For three land, right? Not one of those guys from the bench, all four of them. 0 for 2, 0 for 1, 0 for 3, 0 for 3 from three-point land there. So that's got to be better. If you can't shoot it, put the ball on the ground, on the court, and go to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So stop shooting it if you can't make them. You can't just keep chunking up threes, and we can't go 0 for from our bench. I mean, you gotta have a shooter come off your bench.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Brown did get to 10 points, so he was 5 for 8 from the floor, which, you know, the three misses were from three. So I'm going to say over.
Okay.
I'm going to say Peyton Watson's going to play better. I'm going to say Reggie Jackson, Kisner, Chicken Fingers guy, is going to play better. I don't know if he can play worse, but he's got to step it up. Right, he's a veteran guy.
Yeah,
he can't be making like rookie mistakes out there, and so he's got to play better. The bench as a whole's got to play better. And I'm not just thinking about the Lakers. I'm thinking about the Timberwolves. You know, I'm thinking about OKC. Like, I mean, that's when Lakers, whatever.
Yeah.
But that bench has got to be better. If you want to beat Minnesota with that, you roll that out against Minnesota.
Yep,
it's going to be a beatdown.
It is
the other way.
I'm starting to wonder if we see less Reggie. If he can't figure this out, and he can do that, he can't not take the shot and put it on the floor, become a facilitator, penetrate and kick, penetrate and hit a floater, as long as Wimby's not in your way, then I don't want to see him. I want to see less of him if he can't figure it out. Starting tonight, like, he's on a very, very short leash if I was in charge down there.
100%. You're spot on. I mean, we're in the playoffs. This isn't, hey, you know, we got confidence Reggie's a veteran player. No, this is the playoffs, man. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to waste.
Yeah.
Keep rolling Reggie out there with, you know, going 0 for 5 with a turnover. No. In 9 minutes? Come on.
Yep.
So if it doesn't get better, then guess what? You're not getting on the court. I don't know. What is the rotation? Who gets more minutes?
They'll ask a guy like Christian Brown to bring the ball up. One thing that Michael Malone has done in this, it's only two games, right? But he staggered with Aaron Gordon and Jamal, right? And then Jamal comes out early to check back in. You could have AG bring the ball up the floor and
fine.
Set the offense.
Perfect.
That's better than Reggie struggling over and over and over again.
You're right. Spot on.
All right, we'll take a timeout. When we get back, our buddy James Marilat's stopping by. Who's he like at number 12 for the Broncos? He'll tell you next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
James Marilat is in studio with us on draft day. James, we got a ton to get into. So, we're going to jump right into it here. And before, we're going to ask you ultimately what you think happens. What do you want to happen tonight?
Okay. What do I want to have happen?
Yes, yes.
I want to have Brock Bowers fall to 12. Denver takes him and solves their second biggest need, which is tight end. And then they figure out how to get back into the end of the first round and take Michael Penix Jr. if he falls that far. I don't know that he will. Or I would even be fine with Bo Nix at that point. If you come out of it with a tight end and a quarterback, I think that's a home run. I would be all for that.
Any, I was telling Josh earlier, and, you know, I don't know. I look at Brock Bowers, and everyone tells me he's, you know, the next Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
I just get nervous about first-round tight ends. We drafted Noah Fant, and we did all the research. It's like, a lot of those guys don't work out. You see Kyle Pitts. He was supposed to be the next best thing. He hasn't done anything. I think he was a top five, top six pick.
Yeah.
Close to that a couple years ago. And so, like, I'm just looking at it. I'm like, yeah, Brock Bowers, that would be great. And it's like, well, man, what – are we sure? Are we sure about Brock Bowers?
Well, and it is arguably the toughest position as a rookie to come in and contribute because you have to know the passing game and the running game. You have to be able to block. You have to be able to do all the routes. You got to know all that. So it is – it is tough. It's right there with quarterback. But, I do think he's a guy that everybody says is going to be the next Kelsey and the next George Kittle and, you know, just a matchup nightmare. The Broncos are just – they're so bad in that room. They really are. Like, we would kill to have Noah Fant back here now. Did he live up to being the 20th overall pick? No, but, hey, went to Seattle, played pretty well. They gave him another deal. They're certainly happy with him. So – I get it. It's a little bit like saying, though, I'm not going to take an Ohio State quarterback or I'm not going to take C.J. Stroud because Ohio State quarterbacks don't play well in the NFL. Like, you can't extrapolate that across everybody. So I'm all in on Brock Bowers.
Okay.
And we're also, Stoke and I, kind of on the same page of, like, what's the most memorable block Travis Kelce made? Who the heck cares?
Yeah, you don't care.
Right.
Right?
Go catch touchdowns, my man. That's what I want.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, if you go back to this season and the pivotal play of the year was – at the 8-yard line in Houston, Russ is having to scramble and make a quick decision, and he has to throw it up for Lucas Kroll to try and make
that's
a
my
play.
Guy.
And I said it at the time. I mean, he's a guy who had never had a catch at that point. It's not on him. He's in a tough spot. But, like, if that's Travis Kelce, I think the Broncos win that game, and all of a sudden the season just changes. So you got to have a guy that can help out your quarterback, whether it's Russ, whether it's Bo Nix, whether it's Zach Wilson, whoever it is. Somebody that can go out there and make some plays. And you're right. Yeah, you got to be able to block.
He's getting away.
You can't just be, you know, a turnstile out there. But, yeah, you don't have to be a road grader. Well, I've had enough of blocking tight ends. The Chris Manhurts of the world. Oh, he's a great run blocker. Really? Yeah. That's like the backup guy that they'll say, he has a great special teamer. Based on what?
Yeah.
Like, what do you, it's just a thing to say.
Because you're not very good on the offense or defensive side. So, oh, this is a special teamer.
Right. And if you can't. If you're not a tough matchup and you can't help in the passing game and you're a tight end, oh, good run blocker.
Great run. I couldn't agree more with you there. Just give effort in blocking. Give effort, but be special in the receiving game. You're talking about the Russ play where he forgot to get guys lined up and get a motion and get everything set up.
I mean,
when he screwed all that up.
Okay. My guess is Sean read the play sheet wrong. That'd be my guess.
He didn't have
his glasses on.
I definitely remember that play where Cortland Sutton was like, hey, motion. I need to motion here. And Russ just hiked it and then just threw it up to, you know, the fifth string tight end. So,
that was the play.
Worst case scenario for you tonight where you would, like, walk away and be like, come on, what are we doing, guys?
Well, there's two. The first one would be if they just sit there at 12 and take a corner. I think I heard you yesterday, Josh, say you're going to throw your phone in Chatfield Reservoir. Mm-hmm. I would be right behind you. That would just be very frustrating. I don't know that this is worst case, but I think the one that would worry me the most is you give up the farm to trade up and take J.J. McCarthy. Because, man, that better hit. And I won't come in here tomorrow and say it's a disaster. I'm going to give the kid a shot. I'm going to give Sean Payton the benefit of the doubt of, hey, he knows what he's doing here. But that is a high-risk move that if the guy who, for the most part, handed the ball off at Michigan doesn't become a franchise quarterback, you've set this team back by 5 years. You really have. So I wouldn't be throwing my phone in Chatfield if they made that move. Part of me is excited of like, hey, push the chips in. Let's go for it.
Sure.
But boy, I'd be worried about that.
Well, could you see a surprise move here? I was mentioning earlier, I was seeing Michael Penix Jr. up there. We haven't heard anything, to my knowledge, of Broncos Michael Penix Jr. And to me, it's like, huh, that's very Broncos need a quarterback. Why haven't we heard anything to do with the Broncos and Michael Penix Jr.? Would you be shocked if all of a sudden they just sit at 12 and it's Broncos select Michael Penix Jr.?
No, and I'd be fine with that. Now, is that a little bit of a reach? Maybe, but a lot of the mocks have the Raiders taking him at 13.
Right.
So, I always kind of look at these things, too, of like, what would you kick yourself more for? I think you have more of a chance to kick yourself for passing on Michael Penix Jr. and he goes to the Raiders in the next pick, and you're going to rue that day for 10 years and be like, remember when they – it's going to turn into Josh Allen again. They pass on Josh Allen. Then if you pass on Bo Nix at 12, I don't think you're going to kick yourself for that one. So, yeah, that wouldn't shock me at all, and I'd be fine with it. If you go back 3 months ago, we would have all said, yeah, Michael Penix Jr. is going to go before J.J. McCarthy, and it's amazing how one game and then a bunch of, you know, running around and throwing the football in shorts and a T-shirt changes things. But I'd be all in on that. I think Michael Penix Jr. is a player. I know he's got the injury history, but he made it through this past year fine. I'd be all in on that. I think that's the guy that can change your franchise.
We're talking to James Merrill at day of the draft. All right, it doesn't even have to name the quarterback, but let's assume they get one here tonight or this weekend. Fast forward to August. It's Zach Wilson, it's Jared Stidham, and it's this rookie. Open competition. What do you think this looks like for the starting gig if there's a rookie in this room?
I think you start with Zach Wilson, and he has a very short leash, where if you start the year, the first four games, they're 1-3, he's not playing well, play the kid.
Okay.
That's what I think you do. I don't think Jared Stidham factors into the equation at that point. I think he does if they don't draft a quarterback in the first round or high second round. If they don't have a guy that like, all right, he's the quarterback of the future, then I think Jared Stidham is your backup. But I think Zach Wilson's the starter week one. I think it's Wilson v. Wilson at Empower Field, the Steelers in town.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'll be fascinating.
What jersey are you wearing?
I'll be wearing Russ. But I think Zach Wilson's actually very intriguing to me.
He is.
Because, and, you know, we talked about this all the way back in March when people were talking about, oh, you know, you bring in Sam Darnold or Ryan Tannehill. Like, I would have much rather had seen the Broncos make a move for Zach Wilson or Justin Fields, somebody who's still young, has some upside. At least there's a high ceiling.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a huge chance you're going to hit it. Like, it could just be that Zach Wilson can't play at this level.
Sure.
It could be. But he went number two overall for a reason. If you go back and watch his BYU highlights, like, the kid can run around, he can sling it. Does he throw off his back foot because he loves his arm a lot? Yeah, he does. But you know what? He loves his arm because he's got a cannon.
Right.
Sign me up for that and seeing if Sean Payton can football rehab him all day long. I think that's a very intriguing move by the Broncos, and it's absolutely no risk. They give up nothing for him, so why not? If they come out of this draft without a quarterback, based on the Zach Wilson trade, I won't be just thoroughly disappointed. I won't be.
Oh, I'll be disappointed and shocked. The whole draft without a quarterback?
If they take some sixth rounder, doesn't really matter to me. I'm talking today or tomorrow.
Okay.
If I don't take a quarterback, that's okay by me.
Okay. Let's go to the Nuggets. You've been very critical of Michael Malone.
I've been fair with Michael Malone, but sure.
You've been critical of decisions he has made. And I was giving him props the other day. I thought it was a great move by him, not calling a timeout there at the end. I think a lot of coaches would have micromanaged their team, called a timeout after Michael Porter Jr. got the rebound with 12 seconds left so they could set up the play and make sure they covered everything with their team. Michael Malone trusted his team and believed in his team. And let him go down there, and then Jamal Murray paid it off with a big-time shot. You giving him credit for that like I am?
No. And look, this is a unpopular take because it was a great moment. It was one of the four or five best sports moments ever on Colorado
soil. No credit for the coach.
No. It was. Here's the thing nobody's willing to say because the shot went in. It was a terrible possession. Jamal Murray dribbles the ball the whole time. If he misses the shot, you know what we're all saying? How on earth does the MVP not touch the basketball in a 99-99 game? Like,
you're right about that.
He should have.
No, I'm not. Yeah. No, because
instead,
look, one of two guys, and Jamal's one of those two. So I get it. Yeah, Jokic is an MVP, but Jamal, with what he's done for the Nuggets, I am A-okay with him taking that shot and not passing it to anyone.
But the ball should have gone through Jokic. And I would have rather had Jokic or MPJ on that night shoot the ball instead of a guy who couldn't throw it in the ocean most of the night. It worked out, and that's fine, and that's cool, but it was a terrible possession. Like, if you
real quick, I want to say, I agree with him that Jokic should touch the ball, but I don't know that I could call it a terrible possession because that spot on the floor that Jamal shot from is a spot that he circles every game, let me get there, and it's a good shot for
me. And it worked out. But if with 12 seconds left, the guy who has hardly hit anything all night shooting a fadeaway over Anthony Davis, I'm like, call a timeout. Let's get a better play than that. Now, if I drew up plays like Michael Malone, I wouldn't have called a timeout either.
Oh,
I
mean, that guy, there it is. Yeah, okay. All right. I was waiting for that.
I mean, I don't even know if the dry erase marker works.
Wow.
All right. Real quickly, too. Alexander Georgiev, did he bring you right back in? You got all the confidence in Georgie now, or are you still worried?
I don't know if I have all the confidence, but, and I told Will this on Monday night on Denver Sports Tonight, and he wrote a column saying, Georgie should never wear an Avs uniform again. I'm like, of course you start him in game two. I think Jared Bednar was exactly right. It's like, this is who we are. This is our team. We, you know, you're not going to, 7-6 is bad, but the Avs aren't built to win 2-1. They're not. They're built to win 4-3. Georgie just has to be, he just has to be good. And so far he's been terrible and really good. Like, he was really good the other night. Mm-hmm. If he can just be somewhere in between, this team is built, again, to win based on their offense. So, I think he's going to be fine. I think they come back. I think they hold home ice. I think they go up 3-1, and I think they win this series.
All right, what's happening tonight? DenverSports.com going to be busy, right?
Oh, man, we're going to be all over it. So, let's see. We've got Rachel in Detroit.
Nice.
We've got Mace at Dove Valley. Cecil will be on the air here. Me and Jake will be covering the draft tonight, and Will be all over the Nuggets. So, okay. We are...
Wow.
We are spread out all over the place.
All right. Yeah. DenverSports.com. There it is. And next week, we're going to ask you about Reggie Bush.
Oh, yeah. That's a terrible decision. Jeez.
James Merrillat with us right there. We're going to react to a few things James told us. And then I want to talk about wide receiver targets tonight or tomorrow with the Denver Broncos in the draft. That's coming at you next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Conversation with our buddy James Merrillat talking about the Broncos draft. Obviously, a little Nuggets and Avs conversation right there as well, as the Nuggets will hit the hardwood tonight at Crypto. 8 o'clock tip. It's really like 8:15 probably there in L.A. It actually could work out pretty perfect, Stoke. We could get like, I don't know, I'm guessing 7:40-ish, 7:45, the Broncos make their pick. We react, talk about it, and then boom, get ready to go Denver Nuggets. What are you seeing?
There I was.
You were just on TV.
I was on the TV.
Nice.
Yes, I was. I made it.
You did
Marvin,
it.
They're talking to Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
And he's doing his Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah.
And they showed Peyton Manning and who was next to Peyton Manning.
Boom.
Bam, this guy again. There I was. Okay. All right, we're ready to go. So, but you're right. Go ahead.
No,
they're
just
talking Marvin, talking
Marvin
about
Harrison.
His son, yeah. You know, getting drafted tonight and all that stuff. So, yeah. Here we go.
Was Marvin like super quiet? Wasn't that the thing? He would never talk to anybody?
Yeah.
Just the public?
Yeah. Pretty quiet.
Oh, he was?
Reserved. Yeah. Didn't talk to media much. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And then Reggie wouldn't shut up. Isn't that what you were saying? Reggie Wayne?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh. I actually don't know that. I was just trying to put you on the spot.
I know. No. Reggie was great. That's my fellow Louisianan.
Oh, that's right.
He's from New Orleans. And so me and Reggie actually did the show Teammates together.
Yeah.
I think I told you that when I'm talking about Wheel of Fortune. Mm-hmm. I'm like a game show king.
Yeah, you really are.
Because we won that.
Yeah.
Oh, we're like Urlacher against someone else. I forgot the other teammates. It didn't matter. Boop, 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 boop. Another W for Stokely.
Yeah. We've talked about this and hadn't brought it on air. I'm a little sad that the draft and the Nuggets play tonight.
Why?
Because the Wheel of Fortune is in Denver.
Oh, it is.
And we had somebody offer us tickets. And
I think
like,
they want me to come back and like give some tips to those people.
Oh, like how to play?
Yeah.
Only like if you wear the suit.
Yeah. I'm going to wear that suit one day just to wear it.
You should.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
So I'm a little bummed. I could be at Wheel of Fortune tonight.
I know.
I don't know the rules either. I was asking you, like, can I yell out, like, give me a W? Or is that frowned upon?
Yeah, no.
I'd like to solve, please.
What are you doing?
So I'm a little disappointed, but the draft and the Nuggets will keep me entertained.
But so we should get the Broncos pick before the Nuggets game starts.
Yeah, pretty
right?
close to. Yeah, it should.
So that's a good thing.
Kind of line up perfect for us.
I can't wait. The draft is one of my favorite. The first round, one of my favorite nights, days of the year. I think I told you, me and my oldest son, we make it a competition. We make it a competition. That's we did cool. The coin flip last night.
Yeah.
He's out in California, and so he's got the first pick, so he gets a pick, and then I get to pick two guys, and then he gets to pick a guy.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then for the second pick, I get to pick first, he gets to pick two guys, and so we go back and see who wins.
That's cool.
Who gets the most right. It's a lot of fun, mm-hmm. and I got him last year. I beat him by one, so.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm hoping to go back-to-back this year, but it's a lot of fun. I love it. I love doing that.
That sounds fun.
It is fun. Make it a competition, and can't wait.
What did you make of James's thought there? We asked him what he wants to be done with the Broncos, and he says, you hope Bowers can drop to you, falls to 12, you pick him, and then you get back in the first round to get your quarterback. I love that idea. I love tonight. And tomorrow morning, we get to come and talk about a tight end and a quarterback being added. That would be a beautiful play by the Denver Broncos. I just can't get the Rams out of my head now. So what are you going to do, pick at 12 and then have to get to 18 in front of Los Angeles, who looks like they want to take a quarterback too? I don't know how the heck they do that.
Well, I think you worry about that in the moment.
Okay.
And if it happens that way, then guess what? You just don't get your quarterback, right? I mean, if the guy falls, then you say, okay. Now let's make a play to go get this guy. We like him. And so we'll move up to get him. And if he's gone, he's gone. We don't love him. We like him. I mean, that's what it would tell me. So you do all your draft preparation and all those things, and if you think that you might be able to get him and he's going to fall, then guess what? Gamble if you want to gamble on your quarterback. And you're talking about a Bo Nix probably
mm-hmm,
here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if we come in tomorrow and they got Brock Bowers and Bo Nix, I'd be like, all right.
That's a home run.
Right.
It's a grand slam.
We could all be excited about that. Do we need a quarterback, Josh?
100%.
Do we need a tight end?
More than anything.
I mean, golly. Like, I would be very optimistic and excited about adding two nice pieces on the offensive side of the football and just kind of hoping that they both work out. But, yeah, I think we all would be very excited if something like that happened. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not able to move back in the first round and get your quarterback. But look, if one of those guys fall
mm-hmm.
And it's Bo Nix, and hey, why not? Make a play and try to go get that guy. So that would be exciting, I can tell you that.
Broncos country, what do you think? Would you love it like we would love it? Or do you not believe it's a real possibility, so you don't want to get yourself all fired up? But a tight end and a quarterback at the end of this night, that would be a beautiful, beautiful play by the Broncos. Also be beautiful if you were going to a road game for the Pro Basketball Championship in June, and you could be with our Fan Flyaway contest presented by Sport Clips. You got to get involved at denversports.com/thefanflyaway. While you're there, claim that special offer from Sport Clips. What's on the line is two tickets to a game on the road, round trip airfare for you and a guest from Denver to wherever this game may be played, two nights hotel while you're there, and some money, $500 for you to spend. It's all available for you in the latest Fan Flyaway at denversports.com/thefanflyaway. If you were in our contest back in February, you don't have to re-register. We've already put you in the contest. And once you register for this one, you will be already involved in all future Fan Flyaway contests. It is all thanks to our friends over at Sport Clips. All right, we're going to take a timeout. I want to come back and look at a few of these mocks that are out and about, including a trade that I like, not sure Stoke will, and want to know what you think of it, Broncos country. We'll tell you the details next.